reading from the book of Ruth. Naomi had a prominent kinsman named Boaz of the clan of her husband Elimelech. Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, "Let me go and glean ears of grain in the field of anyone who will allow me that favor." Naomi said to her, "Go, my daughter," and she went. The fields she entered to glean after the harvesters happened to be the section belonging to Boaz of the clan of Elimelech. Boaz said to Ruth, "Listen, my daughter, do not go to glean in anyone else's field. You are not to leave here. Stay here with my women servants. Watch to see which field is to be harvested and follow them. I have commanded the young men to do you no harm. When you are thirsty, you may go and drink from the vessels the young men have filled." Casting herself prostrate upon the ground, Ruth said to him, "Why should I, a foreigner, be favored with your notice?" Boaz answered her, "I have had a complete account of what you have done for your mother-in-law after your husband's death. You have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and have come to a people whom you did not know previously." Boaz took Ruth. When they came together as man and wife, the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she bore a son. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed is the Lord who has not failed to provide you today with an heir. May he become famous in Israel. He will be your comfort and the support of your old age, for his mother is the daughter-in-law who loves you. She is worth more to you than 7 sons." Naomi took the child, placed him on her lap, and became his nurse. And the neighbor women gave him his name at the news that a grandson had been born to Naomi. They called him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. The word of the Lord. Today's reading from the book of Ruth highlights the relationship of Ruth with Boaz. Now, Boaz was a prominent kinsman of Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law, to whom, we recall, Ruth was exceptionally and beautifully dedicated after her own husband's death. Boaz was of the clan of Naomi's husband, Elimelech. We hear Boaz invite Ruth to stay in his field and glean ears of grain there with his women servants, where he promises her protection and food and drink, despite the fact that she is an alien in his land. Ruth asks of him a humble question. "Why should I, a foreigner, be favored with your notice?" His response is simple and clear. "You have left your father and mother and the land of your birth and have come to a people whom you did not know previously." His gesture of generosity and openness paints a picture of biblical hospitality, a frequently recurring theme throughout the scriptures, Old and New Testaments. Does not the picture give us pause in our world of today? We are challenged to ask ourselves, how does this section of the story of Ruth become our story? How many foreigners, refugees, displaced persons, immigrants, how many of them today are asking, "Why am I, a foreigner, not favored with your notice?" Or at least not with a welcoming notice, a notice of compassion, of open-heartedness. The biblical mandate still applies. How do we fulfill it? The complexities surrounding the issue today may appear much more daunting than in the time of Ruth and Boaz. We cannot minimize them. We're talking of global hospitality. But neither can we forget that the immensity of our soul's capacity for connecting with others, with God's grace, matches or exceeds the enormity of the challenge. Perhaps we all need an experience like Thomas Merton's at the major intersection in downtown Louisville, Kentucky. Remember his account of suddenly finding it strangely impossible to view passing strangers in any way separate from him? He wrote, "I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that I loved all these people, that they were mine and I theirs, that we could not be alien to one another, even though we were total strangers." Pope Francis has spoken of the urgency of hospitality. Today's readings give a small picture of what hospitality looks like. Now it's up to each of us and all of us to decide what it means for me, for us, today, and exactly how we will meet the urgent mandate.